Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to encourage you, you know, God spoke specifically, you know, to me and others about what he was doing. And he showed me, you know, that this is what's going to be happening. And then he confirmed it by it actually happening. I had a pastor come to my office with his podium. With his podium now, I'm telling you. Yeah. This happened. I mean, God told me because this is why. Because pastors who love God have gotten off track and they've just gotten this rut of maybe you're trying to please everybody instead of please God. You know, maybe you're trying to keep your job. You got a few more years left and you got this 401k hovering out here or something. I don't know what it is. Maybe you got into it because people got into you instead of getting into God. I don't know. But all of a sudden, you're nothing like you were in the beginning. I mean, you're first love, you're on fire. You're like a firebrand, you know what I'm saying? You were like a fire, not mean, but you were just a firebrand for God. Like, set me up and let people watch me burn, you know, all that kind of stuff for God. And then, you know, look what happened. You got to have programs. You got to have all these different things to entertain folks. You can't sing that song because it makes her upset, and you can't do this. It's like, you're not even leading anymore. Everybody else is leading you. And God showed me this. I know it just seems kind of freaky, but it's just a dream. It's just a dream. But remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So when you think about this, don't think about this as people, because God loves people. God loves all the people. He loves all the pastors and all the parishioners and all of us. He loves us. The devil hates us. Mm-hmm. The devil has plans to destroy us, to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, it's a spiritual attack that manifests physically through folks that are held captive to do his will, but God loves the person who's held captive. So this is not against any person.
Right.
But he showed me this church gathering inside of this big building with a podium that normally, you know, ministers minister behind. It's normal stuff. But as he would speak, dark images would just shoot out from the podium. It would go into the audience and then it would come right back to the podium. And as he would speak again, it would just kind of, and it was like, it wasn't coming from him in this dream, but it was coming from that podium, what it represented, you know, boosh, boosh, boosh. And I'm like, and all these people, and it was a large amount of people, were there because if you asked them, they would say, I'm here, you know, for Jesus. I'm here for the church, you know, to hear what's preached. And so they were subject to what was coming from the pulpit, from the podium. And so things that are being loosed from that podium were darkness. It wasn't light. It wasn't what God was saying. It was what, I don't know what it was. I know it wasn't good. And so then the Lord began to just show me that how upset he was with what we as ministers were saying behind our pulpits. What are we saying? Are we taking this moment, this opportunity, and just saying whatever? Are we seeking God in the fear of the Lord, preaching like it's the last opportunity we'll have, that we might not have tomorrow, and we're not planning on point two tomorrow, so we're going to give it all we have today? Or are we just going, you know, I got the rest of my life, I'll just kind of whatever, you know, we'll get through this. And he showed me that what he was upset with what was being talked to his people, because quite often the church, we're in a predicament because what we've been taught. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about, even Saul Alinsky knew this. If you push a negative long enough, it becomes a positive and people accept it as truth. If you preach the wrong gospel long enough, people just naturally begin to accept that as the truth. But then you got to get in the word to find out what the truth is. That's how America, by the way, came to pass and finding out, because they wanted to find a place that they could worship God freely. And so in this, he showed me, you know, if I named national, and we were speaking across the nation here, so it's not anybody, any region. But he showed me, you know, very popular, I love people. I just love to hear talk. Or what came to me was asking me, how do I do this thing? Because this, you have to understand that how church is being done predominantly right now, without koinonia, without family, without connection, it's just not going to be able to survive what's about to come. it's just not going to be able to survive. You're going to have to actually know this brother beside you. Mm-hmm. And you can only know so many people. You know, I thought you loved me. Right? I was in your database, right? But I mean, you really got to know it. You really, right. It's not, you don't know them because they're in your phone or you liked them in their Facebook. You know them because you live your life together. You're going to need that brother. You're going to need that sister. You can't fake this. And you have to be willing to lay down your life for each other. Mm-hmm. Very well may have to. And when God speaks, you know, you just move as a unit, you know, the Psalms 133 unit. And so he shows me this particular, we would call it mega pastor, you know, and this is a pastor out of Texas. And he's coming to me and he's like, you know, asking me, you know, how do you do this thing? Because there is another way to do it that is okay. And it's apostolic and it's biblical and it's uncompromising. But there is another way to do it. And I'm looking at him going like, no. Because you're thinking, like, and he was like, no, I'm serious. I'm serious. I need to know how to do this. And the thing about it, what you think you have to contain in a building, you don't have to contain it in a building. It's contained and held together by love. If you choose to leave the organized effort that holds and forces people to stay together, and choose to love people and love God, that will hold millions together. I mean, ask the church in China. You have a farmer with a cell phone in his back pocket that has a million people that he's responsible for in his church. And so love versus structure can hold them together. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can meet in the biggest building or whatever, but it's going to be love that holds things together. If not, people are just going to scatter. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.